how many times do we have to run a story about restaurants and tips? It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 12th day of May, and coming to you once again from Washington, D.C. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, the population growth of the United States is slow, really slow, and folks are leaving three states. We'll tell you which ones they are. Yesterday, we told you about Carvana laying off 2,500 workers. Today, there's new news. He worked for an entire day before getting sacked. Now he'll get $700,000 in severance pay. Stocks closed lower today, but paired losses after some news about Fed Chair Jerome Powell. We've got the Wall Street Report and some Twitter news as the company gets ready for Elon Musk. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful you are along for the ride again today, and once again, we are coming to you from Washington, D.C. as we take part in the Greater Des Moines Partnership's DMDC 2022 adventure. Good stuff going on here, and we'll be telling you about it over the next couple of weeks. And by the way, you want to reach us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. You know, we've run stories like this several times over the years, and here is yet another case of a restaurant and tipped staff. Business Insider is reporting that a seafood restaurant in South Carolina has repaid $624,000 to workers after the Department of Labor found it had forced them to share tips with other staff. You can't do this, people. The Charleston restaurant, 167 Raw, shortchanged 92 workers by forcing them to participate in an illegal pool tip that included management and other employees that did not usually get tips. The repayment equates to about $6,700 per worker. We will tell you this one more time. According to the Fair Labor Standards Act, managers and supervisors are not allowed to keep their workers' tips under any circumstances, including through tip pools. U.S. employers can pay tipped staff as little as $2.13 an hour, with tips bringing their take-home pay up to a minimum of $7.25 an hour. Now, because the restaurant required the staff to share tips illegally, it invalidated its claim to a tip credit and therefore meant workers were being paid less than the federal minimum wage. Now, heads up, if you know of this happening anywhere, get it reported, please. It is theft. The U.S. has been keeping census records since 1790, and this most recent count tells us the U.S. grew by only 7.4%. That is the second lowest growth since 1790. Wow. The other was between 1930 and 1940, when the U.S. Census grew by just 7.3%. Experts attribute the current slacking to an immigration slowdown and falling birth rates. Three states lost residents since 2010, while other states and areas around the country, the South and West, continue to see increasing population numbers. So why does all this matter? Well, the census count is used to reallocate the number of congressional seats and electoral college votes each state gets, and it helps decide where billions of dollars of federal funding are directed for programs focusing on education, housing, health care, and a whole bunch more. Now, those three states that lost population include Illinois, which saw its population decline by 0.1%. Mississippi lost population as well, down by 0.2%. But the biggest loser was Joe Manchin's West Virginia, that saw a population loss of 3.2%. So what's going on there? Experts say that more people are moving away from a stagnant job market, and West Virginia is only one of two states, including Maine, where deaths outpaced births over the past decade. Wall Street ended the day mixed, mostly down, as a matter of fact. It was the sixth day in a row the Dow has fallen, and I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. If you were with us yesterday, you know that we reported that online car sales center Carvana had just purchased an auto auction company for $2.2 billion, and then the next day laid off 2,500 workers. But that's not the end of the story. According to the Associated Press, the Phoenix company said in a regulatory filing that its executive team is giving up salaries for the rest of the year to help fund severance pay for the workers. Carvana stock is off roughly 30% so far this year, settling today at $37.39 a share. He worked on the job for a whole day, I mean one whole day, before being let go. And now, he'll collect $700,000 in severance. George Gomez, whose appointment was announced back in April over at Moderna, he took the role on May 9th, but he left on May 10th after his former employer announced an internal probe involving financial reporting. According to Moderna, Gomez will receive 12 months' salary with his departure, but will forfeit his signing bonus and bonus eligibility. His former company, a dental product maker, said it would not file its quarterly report on time as a result of the ongoing investigation. You know, one of the things investors hate the most is uncertainty. And today, following the Senate confirmation of Jerome Powell for another term of Fed chair, now stocks pared their losses. And we were there, by the way, for the votes that were being cast in the Senate. Stocks pared losses on choppy trade today after the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell was given more time to dramatically pull back the central bank's easy money stance to battle inflation before it wrecks the economy. At the session's worst level, the S&P 500 index traded precariously close to a bear market for the first time since 2020. Speaking of the stock market, the Dow was down 103 points, marking the sixth day the blue chips had fallen. It would have been a lot worse, but then the confirmation of Jerome Powell sort of eased investors. The Dow settled today at 31,730. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 was off by 5 points to close at 3930, and the NASDAQ was up by just 6 points to end the trade at 11,370. And finally, there is this. Twitter announced today it was pausing hiring, cutting costs, and restructuring its leadership as the company tries to prepare for Elon Musk's $44 billion takeover. The company said it won't take on any new employees and may cancel offers already that are out. According to an internal memo that was seen by several media outlets, this is just a number of cost-cutting measures that Twitter may be putting forth. Two of Twitter's top executives are also leaving. They are the head of consumer products and the general manager for revenue. All right, that is a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Champ Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. A quick programming note, we will be back in Washington, D.C. tomorrow for the concluding day of the Greater Des Moines Partnership's Des Moines to D.C. trip. This is a legislative opportunity to get to talk to legislators as well as other business executives. The networking is absolutely amazing. And we're going to have a couple of special reports next week from this event. One of them is of national significance, and we're talking about the Iowa caucuses. It's not just a local story. It has national implications. That is something you're not going to want to miss. All right, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for listening. My name's Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.